It's a pretty bleak assessment, and probably not a surprise to the million-plus Syrians who have fled their country since the war broke out. About 4,000 have taken refuge in a city called Kilis in southern Turkey, and this weekend they all got invited to a party, a wedding party. The bride and groom threw a feast for those Syrian refugees.
Turkish weddings are usually, you know, all about the couple. They're a big party, lots of food, lots of dancing, a huge affair. And this couple in particular decided, you know what, we're not going to do this. What we're going to do is use our money and use it to feed 4,000 Syrians through this organization called Kimse Yokmu, or KYM.
That's reporter Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.
And this charity actually has like a very large global reach, but in this particular town, they feed about 4,000 Syrian refugees a day. And the groom's father actually volunteers at this charity. So he's the one who brought it up and said, hey, guys, why not, instead of using the money that we would for your wedding, why not use it to feed these people? And at first, the groom was a little taken aback. He was like, I don't know if my wife, Esra, is going to like that. And she even said, you know, at first, I was like, I don't know about that. But eventually, they warmed up to the idea. And the bride in her wedding gown and her tiara and the groom in his white tuxedo went down to the food distribution center and handed out cooked food to Syrian refugees. And they've really won over hearts all over the world, including myself.
Yeah, well, including myself. I posted this on Facebook, and the reaction I got was just, oh my gosh, what an amazing couple. Is there any sense that they're going to create copycat charity work?
Well, I don't know about this couple in particular. There hasn't been anything beyond that. But what they did say is that hopefully this kind of idea would spread with other couples instead of having a big wedding and a big banquet in which the food doesn't always get eaten also.
Fair to say this couple is atypical and pretty extraordinary in Turkey. What is the attitude these days in Turkey generally towards Syrian refugees?
Well, you definitely do have, you know, instances of generosity, but the crisis in Syria, having entered its fifth year, with the influx of refugee growing so, so much, I mean, we're looking at nearly 2 million Syrian refugees alone in Turkey alone. When I arrived a few years ago, we only had about 150,000 in Turkey. And so we're looking at this huge influx of Syrian refugees and people who, that's it, they're not really leaving. And it's basically become a Syrian minority. And so with that comes a lot of tension from the local population. And there have been, unfortunately, increased reports of aggressive behavior towards Syrian refugees. And so if it's not outright aggression, it's this nervousness amongst the local population being like, you know, how long are these people going to stay here? Are they going to drain our resources and our economy? Are they going to take our jobs? You know, who's going to be in our schools? Who are they? And that kind of nervousness. And then there's also the nervousness of spillover of violence into Turkey, because the border with Syria is so long. It's, I think, over 500 miles long.
Reporter Dalia Mortada speaking with me from Istanbul. Thank you, Dalia.
Thank you so much.